Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Hello, America, and happy Tuesday. We've got a great show for you. Here's something I bet you didn't know. Do you know a lot of the illegal migrants and their children that the Biden administration is letting into this country in violation of multiple federal court orders, by the way? They're getting food stamps, welfare, the SNAP program. They're getting that in large numbers, and the Biden administration doesn't want to tell Congress about that. Well, we're going to talk about that today. We've got an incredible lineup for you, including the congressman who's trying to call attention to the SNAP benefits going to immigrants. And also, yesterday, he introduced legislation to block the federal government, the Department of Education, for allowing students to become scofflaws on their student loans or college loans. Congressman Scott Desjarlais is going to be here. He is the author of that legislation, which, by the way, is very popular in America. A lot of people think this idea of letting people walk away from their school debts is insanity. It is the antithesis of personal responsibility in America. Well, Congressman Scott Desjarlais, he has put the pen to the paper. He's come up with a bill that a lot of colleagues are going to support to block this extraordinary thing, which, by the way, is as much as $2 trillion is at stake. Can you imagine just throwing another $2 trillion on this economy, another $2 trillion on the debt? Yeah, I know that there are a lot of people like Bernie Sanders that wants to do it, but it is not what Americans want. The polling is clear on this. And Congressman Scott Desjarlais, he's going to tell us why he did that legislation, who's behind it, how it's going to make a difference. And of course, he has been one of the most nonstop lawmakers trying to get an accounting from the Biden administration how much the Agriculture Department is giving away in welfare to illegal immigrants. By the way, that comes at the expense of everyday American citizens and residents who also rely on that program. What an important story. He's up first, and then we're going to bring Harriet Hageman. We've had her on the show many times. She's on the TV show tonight. We recorded it early. You're going to get that interview before even the TV show gets us, a special here on Just the News and John Solomon Reports. Harriet Hageman has a lot to say about the story that we broke last night. That's right. I hinted at it yesterday on the podcast. Now I can confirm it for sure. For weeks now, Congressman Benny Thompson and his Democrats, along with Liz Cheney, the Republican who's crossed to the other party on this January 6th investigation, they falsely accused Congressman Barry Loudermilk of basically treason, of running a reconnaissance mission, allowing the January 6th violent offenders who stormed the Capitol on January 6th to case the joint, do a reconnaissance mission, check it out in advance, learn the tunnel system inside the Capitol. That is what was alleged in a letter that Liz Cheney signed her name to. Now, Congressman Loudermilk has long denied it. The Republicans in the Congress have long denied it. But last night, the police chief that came to power at the Capitol Police under Nancy Pelosi, this is Nancy Pelosi's team's pick, Chief Manger, Thomas Manger, wrote a letter to Congress saying, hey, that allegation that January 6th committee lodged against Barry Loudermilk, not even remotely true. We looked at all of the video footage. We looked at everything. He not only didn't case the joint, he not only didn't have people who penetrated the building the next day in his constituent group, he didn't even go to the U.S. Capitol. They stayed in an office building. Completely false. What an extraordinary thing to do, to tar a member of Congress with such a hideous allegation without actually ascertaining from the Capitol Police and the video footage what happened. A shameful display of McCarthyism. Poor Congressman Barry Loudermilk has been tarred for weeks by this, by the media, all the major media coverage, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, CNN, CBS, you name it, they've covered it. Well, it was false. It's another one of the Adam Schiff specials. We broke that story. We debunked it last night. We have the police chief's letter, along with all of the efforts to tar Congressman Loudermilk on paper. We collected those too, so you can hold accountable everybody who wrote it, said it, alleged it. Well, Harriet Hageman's going to come here and talk about that, because this is the sort of thing that will stick in the Wyoming primary for the single seat in Wyoming. You shouldn't be allowed to smear someone's name without the proof to back it up. And Lynn Cheney made the allegation in a public letter. They could have done it quietly, asked Congressman for his side of the story, and instead they leaked the letter. They smeared and tarred a man in Congress who didn't deserve it. We broke that story. You can check it out at the top of our site. I have a sort of a secondary story on it today that I think is really important. The headline is, January 6th panel gets caught spreading a whopper worthy of both Russia collusion and the Biden laptop was a Russian disinformation allegation. Two great lies of the past. Well, add a third one now. The story of that alleged reconnaissance mission is bunk. It has been debunked by the police, by the police chief, who, by the way, Nancy Pelosi picked. That is an essential, important story, and we're going to have lots of reactions to that. I'm sure we'll also ask Congressman Scott Desjarlais about it as well. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got two great guests, starting with Congressman Scott Desjarlais. He's going to talk to us about resisting the effort to cancel student loan, let people walk away from their debts, as well as the stunning revelation that so many of the illegal migrants crossing our border are getting SNAP benefits, welfare benefits, food stamps. Pretty remarkable, isn't it? That's the country we're living in under Joe Biden. We're going to talk about it, be honest about it, give you the facts right after this commercial break from our great partners. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping, because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. So excited to have this next guest on. He created a big stir in the last few days by proposing legislation that would block the cancellation of student loan debt in America, actually making people responsible for the debt they signed for. Joining us right now from the great state of Tennessee, Congressman Scott Detjerlag. Congressman, great to have you on.
Hey, John, good to be here.
I've seen a lot of polling that shows that this cancellation of debt is unpopular. It seems that most people view it as un-American, that we have a responsibility to make good on the promises we make. Tell us a little bit behind the impetus for your legislation.
Well, I think it goes right to what you were just saying. We have had a lot of feedback, constituents throughout the district, in regards to Biden's plans to cancel student loan debt. And the general consensus is, that, hey, you know, we paid back our debts, we took that responsibility. Yeah, it was hard, it was painful, but we did the right thing. And now Biden, what looks to be an attempt to curry favor among the young voters, is talking about canceling $10,000 per student, maybe $50,000 if you listen to Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and others. And you know, we have $1.6 trillion in debt right now, in student loan debt. Back onto our $30 trillion in U.S. debt, and it's just not the right time. With inflation through the roof, we haven't seen anything like this since the Jimmy Carter era. We have gas prices, everyone's feeling it at the pump. So, yeah, people get a little angry when they're asked for people who knowingly went in to get their education, took out these loans, and now they're thinking, well, heck, we'll just let the hardworking taxpayers cover my debt, and it's not going over very well.
Yeah, no, it really isn't. And I think that I saw one, particularly a poll over the weekend, I think, with veterans who were just resoundingly against this and really talked about the personal responsibility issue that Biden wants to eviscerate. Will you find, I assume you have pretty good support among colleagues in Congress on this. I bet there are a lot of people that want to get behind this legislation.
I think it's going to be pretty popular. Yeah, we were just able to drop the bill yesterday, and right? So we will push it out. And I mean, I think we'll even see some moderate Democrats show some interest. It's hard to pass a bill when you're not in the majority. And you know, maybe it doesn't get that far. But I do think the response we're getting would give Biden some pause if he's thinking of making a decision that he is hoping will help his popularity and help his poll numbers. And really, I think it's going to have the opposite effect.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. It's going to have a boomerang. There's no doubt about it. You've been one of the biggest voices in Congress for quite some time about inflation, gas prices, the wrecking of everyday life. I mean, basically, it's getting harder and harder to make ends meet because of the Biden economy. How bad is this going to get before we start to see a turnaround?
Yeah, it's certainly going to get worse before it gets better. And it's pretty sad to look back on the day that Biden took office and the inflation rate was 1.4%, which is generally pretty acceptable. And now it's at 8.6%. And I think a lot of people don't realize that things were so bad under Jimmy Carter, they changed the way they calculated inflation. And they actually don't include fuel prices or energy prices and grocery prices, which right. is probably what most people are feeling. You know, the biggest strain right now, you're hearing all these different numbers, how it's going to cost $5,000 more a year per person for gas and so many more thousand per year in groceries. But if you figured in those numbers, apparently they're too volatile to use in everyday calculations. But I know when I go to the grocery store, you can literally see prices changing from month to month on items you routinely buy. And then, you know, there's just no denying the gas pump's double what it was when Biden took office. And we lost our energy independence and all those things with a stroke of a pen on day one.
You aren't kidding. It didn't take long for him to wreck a solid situation. You have been a voice on this, and I didn't know this until I heard you talk about it. We've got the illegal immigration crisis at the border, and it is a crisis getting worse every day. But a lot of the migrants coming across, getting into the country, despite the court rulings that said they should be deported, are receiving SNAP benefits, welfare benefits, USDA benefits. Talk a little bit about how that can happen. How can illegal aliens get welfare intended for American citizens?
Well, according to the Biden administration, the USDA, it's very difficult. But if you look at the list of reasons and exclusions of those who can get it, it includes about everyone crossing the border today. Nobody comes here just saying, I thought I'd give your country a try. They're all seeking asylum. and that automatically qualifies you, or a refugee status, or if you're 18 or younger, you qualify. So pretty much most people do qualify for food stamps despite the denials in the the Democrat side of the committee and the USDA.
Yeah, just stunning. I don't think a lot of Americans know that that's one of the back doors for all the things that we're providing these illegal migrants after they cross the border.
And it's not just food either. They can get emergency medical care. They're getting education, especially the asylum seekers, which, again, is probably 80%. We're working on getting those exact numbers. We seem to be in the middle of an argument with the Ag Committee, but we're going to write a farm bill next year, and we need to know those things. And staying on the border just for a second, we have two other pieces of legislation. One would be to re-implement Trump's Public Charge Act. If somebody's coming across the border and they're going to be a public charge, in other words, taking all the things we just said, that could exclude them. And then the other was a bill to deal with Title 42 and make the medical emergency instead of COVID be fentanyl, which we know is killing 100,000 people every year in our country. So yeah. I just wanted to throw those two in as well.
Those are so important. I mean, the fentanyl toll is, but it's like having an entire city wiped out by a nuclear bomb. I mean, it's, the toll is huge, and it's all in that 18 to 45 young people. It's an incredible scourge, and I know you've been working hard and fighting hard to get that. The election looks good for Republicans, obviously. You guys have a very clear plan, and I know the Republican Study Committee last week put out the first plan to actually shrink government. I mean, it's been talked about for years, but there's actually solid ideas to get this government smaller, get the price of government down, get the debt and deficit down. How important is that to Republicans, not only to have the plan now, but to make sure next year if they're in charge, they get some things going?
I think that's a key point. We do have a clear pathway to the majority. I think people need to remember in 2020, it was already shifting. We were supposed to lose 15 seats, and instead we gained 15. So that was really a 30-seat swing in 2020. Now people are predicting anywhere from 25 to 50 seats. I think that's probably fair. I would tend to err on the side of caution, look at the 25-30, but that would still be a great pickup. And then we got a lead. It's hard being in the majority, and you know, a lot of our freshmen have never been in the majority. So voting no and throwing bombs can be easy. But what we need to do is people across all political spectrums want to see movement in the right direction. We need to bring the gas prices down. We need to bring the inflation down. We need to cut the crime in our streets. We need to fix our education system. We need to fix the border. We've got all kinds of turmoil around the globe going on, whether it's in Ukraine or upcoming threats from China, North Korea, Iran. So we have a lot of things on our plate, but I'm optimistic the Republicans will have the right answer. And we just got to realize we still have Biden in the White House. And, you know, we have a fairly good chance, I think, of picking up the Senate. It won't be a supermajority. So when we do legislate, it needs to be legislation that will be hard for Biden to veto or not sign. And then people can get a sense of what they're going to get with the Republican Party going into 2024. We put a Republican in the White House. I think we can get great things done.
Yeah, no, that definitely, and the trend lines are setting up exactly for that course. You live in a state where there used to be some blue dog Democrats. They're becoming a rare breed indeed. But there has to be among your colleagues in the Democratic side a feeling that Joe Biden has taken maybe four bridges too far. They're beyond the point of reality for most Americans. Do some of the Democrats you consort with that you see that you get to bump into, do they have a feeling that the left side of their party has dragged them way too far to the abyss?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. You see, whatever deals were cut for Biden to get that nominee, whether it was climate change agreements or energy, education benefits, all the things that deals with the devil he made, should I put it that way, are coming to fruition. And I think a lot of people don't like that. We know that he wasn't even on the radar in Iowa and New Hampshire. And then lo and behold, after South Carolina, he's our nominee. And, you know, he sold out to a number of people. Kamala Harris certainly was not his first choice as vice president. So I think a lot of people in the party realize that the liberal left, the socialistic wing, if you will, seems to be the tail wagging the dog. And I know the more conservative blue dog Democrats that I work with and talk to, they won't so much just openly come out and say, you know, that Biden's a bad deal, but you're starting to feel it. You can tell that they don't want him to run. I don't think he'll medically be capable of running. So, you know, they got to start looking to their bench, which frankly looks pretty weak.
Yeah, no, it does. It's a real problem for them. Most of their leaders are in their 80s when you look them on television. I want to finish with television and these last few days of January 6 hearings. We broke the story last night that the allegation against Congressman Loudermilk was false, that this letter that Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson signed together that accused a member of Congress of basically running a reconnaissance mission for the people who invaded the Capitol. Of course, there was never any evidence of it. But now the police have looked at it and said, not true. No chance. We know when someone's casing the place. That didn't happen. Your reaction that a member of Congress could be smeared that way and almost nothing stopped it for 6 or 7 weeks until the police chief spoke up?
Right. And I mean, I know Barry Loudermilk, and that was just so out of character for him. You know, he stays pretty quiet, and it seems like there's a lot of things that are being proven untrue. It seems to be a Hail Mary by the Democrats to think somehow this can improve their chances in the upcoming elections, but most Americans have moved on. You know, I was there. I watched it. We all hate how it went down. We hate the people got out of control. We want the people that broke the law to be punished, but you know, this hearing that they're doing and presenting before the public, the public in America, is clearly a case where the prosecution gets to make a case and then there's no defense. And you know, it's completely unfair. It's a complete messaging thing. And I think most people are taking it for what it is.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. It is remarkable. We're used to fairness in this country. We expect fairness. Even if something bad happens, we want both sides to be represented. And this is more like a Soviet-style show trial than it is the American-style oversight. Congressman, everybody's watching this bill. It's a big moment that you introduced yesterday, and I know we're going to be tracking it closely. Thanks for your timetable. Hope to get you back on the show again soon.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks, John. Good to be with you.
You as well, sir. Thank you so much. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Harriet Hageman, who's running against Liz Cheney, she's going to be on the show next to tell us about what's going on in the great state of Wyoming. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back, everybody. Joining us now is the Trump-endorsed candidate running for Liz Cheney's seat, Harriet Hageman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We're happy to have you, and it seems that Wyoming Republicans are very happy to have you in the race. Two major polling institutions had you very far ahead, or not polling institutions, but Club for Growth and Wyoming Values Super PAC had you so far ahead of Liz Cheney, and I know that that has been accelerated because of this January 6th committee hearing, but I know you've got to feel a little bit of a boost behind you right now.
Well, I do, and sadly enough, it's because Wyoming's congressional representative is not doing the business of Wyoming. She's doing the business of the Uniparty in Washington, D.C., and attempting to destroy President Trump and his supporters. So while I'm happy about the polling, I'm excited about the polling, and I think that the Wyoming Values PAC actually showed that Liz Cheney had a 71% unfavorability rating, which I think speaks volumes about how Wyomingites view what she is doing happening back in D.C. So again, the polling is great. We're doing well. We're continuing to fight. We're traveling the state nonstop. We're meeting with voters. But it's really a reflection on the fact that our lone congressional representative is not representing Wyoming, but she's representing the folks that she's sitting with in that committee room. And that's, Adam Schiff and Adam Kinzinger and Jamie Raskin and people who would do anything in their power to destroy Wyoming and our industry. So it's really kind of a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it's an amazing dynamic to watch this happen. I've known the Cheney family for a long time, and it doesn't look like the Cheney family of old anymore, that's for sure. Harriet, I want to ask about something, a story broke on this show last night. Liz Cheney signed a letter with Benny Thompson accusing Congressman Barry Loudermilk of running a reconnaissance mission with the January 6th protesters to help them invade the Capitol the next day. This is a Democratic talking point for the last 6 to 8 weeks. Capitol Police Chief came out last night, said it isn't even remotely true. We looked at the video. We looked at all the evidence. This was a constituent tour. And oh, by the way, Congressman Loudermilk didn't even go to the Capitol that day. What responsibility did Liz Cheney have to check those facts before she signed off on that letter?
You know, one of the things that's so troubling about this is that it is clear that this committee isn't about finding the truth. It's about a performative narrative. So their narrative is that Donald Trump tried to commit a coup on January 6th, and they're going to try to create whatever evidence that they can put together, whatever they can cobble together, whether it is a 15-second soundbite from an 8-hour deposition, or it is a voiceover with a very dramatic slow motion type video of some of the happenings on January 6th. Or it is an effort to destroy a congressman because you disagree with his view on these issues. As an attorney, as a citizen, as an American citizen, I'm horrified when my government abuses the power in the manner that we're seeing with this committee. If you're going to accuse someone of that, which is an incredible accusation, that you're casing the joint before you're going to try to do something bad, being the United States Capitol, if you're going to make that accusation, you have to be 100% sure that you're right. You have to have the evidence. You have to have the goods. And what we're seeing is that Liz Cheney went off half-cocked with the rest of her committee and made an accusation against a sitting congressman, and it's not true. I'm really horrified by what that portends in terms of our government. And I think it's just further evidence of the incredible abuse of power of what this committee is and what it's about. What it's about is about destroying people. And it is through a narrative. Again, they're not looking for the truth. They're looking to back up their theory of what happened on January 6th. And for them, all roads lead to one conclusion. And that conclusion is Donald Trump is a bad man. We need to destroy him. We need to make sure he can never run for office again. And we need to destroy anybody who supports him. I'm just horrified to, again, use that word of what's happening to my government in Washington, D.C. This isn't the way our Constitution works. This isn't the way due process works. This isn't the way the legislative branch works. This is just really a breakdown of law and order, I think.
Yeah, and I think one of the contributing factors to our government becoming something that's unrecognizable is how much money goes into politics. And we've seen this for a while. It was very stark in the Georgia special election Senate races where you have outside money, so much money coming from 49 other states that weren't Georgia. And in your race, so much money coming from 49 states that aren't Wyoming going to Liz Cheney. What are your thoughts on that?
Since I announced, I believe that less than 3% of Liz Cheney's money has come from Wyoming. And what that tells you is it is the folks in New York, Virginia, California, the East Coast elites that want to make sure that Liz Cheney stays in power. And I think that that speaks volumes in terms of, again, what the agenda is here. Liz is being a very useful tool for the Democrats right now because she's furthering a narrative that attacks and is designed to destroy Republicans and destroy conservatives and destroy people who supported President Trump. So the Democrats right now are lining up behind her. Even here in the state of Wyoming, there's a huge effort to try to get Democrats to switch to the Republican party so that they can vote for Liz Cheney in the primary. I'm a conservative Republican. I am an America First, Wyoming First person. I believe in our Constitution. I believe in the separation of powers. I believe that people have the right to donate money to candidates. There's no question about it. But from Liz Cheney's standpoint, she's not representing Wyoming. She's representing a select group of people who want to stay in power in Washington, D.C. And I have learned through this process that there is a uniparty back there, that there are Democrats and Republicans that work closely together, and they don't necessarily care who's in power just so long as it's them. And I would definitely put Liz Cheney in that category.
Yeah, pretty amazing. You have done, we were talking offline, amazing, 27,000 plus miles of traveling across Wyoming. You are engaging day in and day out with the real people in your state. What messages are you hearing about inflation, gas prices, the open border, rising crime in urban areas? What's the message that your constituents want Washington to hear?
Well, I don't know if you saw the speech that I gave during the Trump rally 2 weeks ago, but the theme was that we're fed up. We are just fed up. And that speech seems to have really resonated with people in Wyoming, because I was speaking for everybody that I was talking to that day, both those who were in attendance as well as those who were watching on TV or through video feeds. And what we know is that people are fed up. We're fed up with inflation. We're fed up with the bad policies coming out of Washington, D.C. We're fed up with the war on coal. We're fed up with the war on oil and gas. I have said over and over again that there is a special place in hell for people who adopt policies that are intentionally designed to increase the gas or the cost of gas, food, and housing. And that's what the Biden administration, that's the encapsulation of everything that this administration has done, is it has increased the cost of the most basic necessities in this country. And as a result, it's affecting the poorest among us and the middle class the hardest. This is an administration that has failed us absolutely across the board on every single metric that you can look at. Schools, we've got a USDA right now that is issuing a mandate that either our schools let boys shower with girls or they're gonna starve our kids. They're gonna withhold lunch money. Now, who in the world ever gave the USDA the authority to enforce some kind of gender ideology that none of us agree with, or they're going to take away $90 million in funds to the state of Wyoming? Those are the issues that are important here. Those are the things that people want to talk about. They want to know how they're going to get to work. They want to know how they're going to do their job. They want to know how they're going to feed their kids. We've got an administration that is totally out of touch and intentionally attempting to hurt the citizens of this country. And when you go back to our basic constitutional foundation, which is that our government is of, by, and for the people, what you realize is that our government has become the enemy of the people. Washington, D.C. is failing. Liz Cheney is failing because she can't even point that out. She can't even address it because she's aligned herself with the radical Democrats just for the sole purpose of destroying our former president. That's not what we want. We didn't send her there to be the judge, jury, and executioner. We sent her there to represent us, and she's not doing it.
That's right. And we appreciate you joining us, and we will keep an eye on you and your campaign. I know you are very busy leading up to your primary, so we wish you the best of luck as you are out there. Give everybody your website very quickly so they can find you.
HagemanForWyoming.com. Liz Cheney has a huge war chest. I need whatever help people can provide. HagemanForWyoming.com. And you can also find out more about me in terms of what my philosophy is, what awesome. I intend to do when I go to Congress. So thank you so much.
Harriet, great to have you back on the show. We'll have you on soon, and we will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. Thank you. Thanks for being part of this team. Thanks for listening, being part of the fact gathering, weighing the newsmaker interviews that we do, like we did today with the congressman, like we did with Harriet Hageman. We're just trying to get you facts. We're not trying to indoctrinate you. You make up your own mind with the facts that we try to give you. We try to be transparent. When I broke that story last night about the Capitol Police, I didn't just write about it. I put the letter out so you could read the letter. I also put out the letters by Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson and the other Congress people who are involved in smearing Congressman Lautenbach, so you can read it, touch it, feel it, absorb it, and make up your own mind. That's what we do at Just the News 24/7 at John Solomon Reports. That's why we do it. Now, another group that does that, gives you facts so you can make up your own mind, so that your donations can be aligned with your values, is our great partners at Donors Trust. They are about picking the right charitable causes to make your money back up your values, the American values that you and I share. Let Donors Trust help manage your charitable giving. It was built with our listeners, our values, like-minded people in mind, those who believe in limited government and constitutional rights in the America we came to love and enjoy for the decades before this craziness started a few years ago, before the censorship, before the wild government spending, out of control inflation, cancel culture, extreme sexualized content being foisted upon your children. That's the America we all loved, right? And we want to keep it. We want to reserve it. Well, Donors Trust is helping you fight for the values, for the policies, for the charities that will ensure that this great country lives on in the state that it has been in. If you already have a donor advised fund, here's what I say. Consider opening a rollover account. The folks at Donor Trust can make a big impact. It can be done in three simple steps by calling my friends at Donors Trust. The Donors Trust team will work with you to protect your charitable legacy and help you achieve your goals. And those goals should be aligning your charitable donations with your value system. That's what they do. So partner with a fund that matches your values to your donating targets. To learn more, download the Donors Trust prospectus at www.donorstrust.org/justthenews. That's really easy to remember. www.donorstrust.org/justthenews to align your giving with your values. Why not do it? It makes all the sense in the world, right? All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. Thanks for being part of the team, for listening, for having the courage to get the facts before making up your mind. We're so grateful to count you on our team. We're so grateful you listen, you read the site, you watch the TV show. I am humbled and grateful every single day for you. All right, have a great night. God bless you. God bless this great country of America, as he always has. Yep, you've been listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.